Hey, welcome to another episode of Retirement Made Simple. I'm your host, Kevin Lum. I'm a certified financial planner based in Los Angeles. And this podcast is dedicated to helping a million people have the tools they need to retire without worry. A few years ago, a client came into my office and he had the same question that everyone else does. When should I claim Social Security? And I gave him my typical answer. But then he said, what would happen if I took Social Security early, if I claimed Social Security early, but then I invested the money? He's like, I don't need the money yet. And so what if I took claimed Social Security early and then just invested that money in the stock market or bonds or whatever the case might be? And I thought that's a really interesting way to think about this question. You might not need the money until age 70, but what if you started claiming Social Security early and then just invested that money? And so I told him, actually, I have no idea what the answer to that question is. Let me go and run the numbers. So today I want to take a different look at one of the biggest decisions you're going to make in retirement. And that's, when should you claim Social Security? Now, there are a ton of opinions on this question. And this is a question we get asked a lot by our clients. When should we claim our Social Security? And there's not a one-size-fits-all answer. As you know, if you claim Social Security early at age 62, you take a reduced amount. Let's say at your full retirement age, your primary insurance amount is going to be around $3,500. For the example we're running here, we're going to say it's $3,575 is your primary insurance amount. If you were to claim at age 62, your benefit amount for the rest of your retirement, your benefit amount would be $2,352. So at your full retirement age, age 66 or age 67, in all the calculations today, I'm going to assume it's age 67. But your full retirement age, you would receive $3,575. If you claimed it at age 62, you would receive $2,352. If you delayed until age 70, you would receive a significantly larger payment of around $4,525. One of the questions that people often have is, what's the break-even point? So if I claim at age 62, I'm going to start receiving money earlier. It's a reduced amount, but I will start claiming earlier and I'll have way more years of payments. And so claiming at age 62 versus your full retirement age of age 67, you would basically need to live until age 76 before you caught up. I have kind of a chart here showing all the numbers, but it's around age 76. If you live past age 76, then financially, it makes sense to go ahead and delay claiming to your full retirement age. Then the question is, well, what if I delay to age 70? What's the break-even point? If you delay to age 70, you would need to live to about age 78 to outpace what you would have earned claiming at age 62. If you delay to age 70, as opposed to age 67, your full retirement age, you would need to live to age 81 to outpace taking your benefit at your full retirement age. So those are the break-even points. And that's one of the questions people often are wondering, or it's in the back of their head as they're wrestling with this. Like, does this make sense to delay? And how long do I have to live before the break-even point? But that's really not the point of this video. There are other videos that do a better job of going deep into those questions. The question I want to answer is, what happens if I claim Social Security early and then invest the money? Am I better off than delaying claiming till age 67, my full retirement age, or age 70. So we're going to look at three different scenarios. And in all the scenarios, we're using the same assumptions that the individual is living to age 90 and that they're receiving a 6% rate of return on the money that they invested. So if they receive a lower rate of return, the numbers we show are going to be a bit worse. If they receive a higher rate of return, then they become even a bit better. The three scenarios are as follows. In the first scenario we're exploring is, what happens if you claim your benefit at age 62 at your full retirement age, which is 67 in this scenario, or at age 70 and you live to age 90. So you claim your benefit and then you just put your entire benefit into this account that returns 6% a year. At age 90, how much money do you have? The second scenario is going to say, what would happen if we claim Social Security early at age 62 and then over the next 5 years until age 67, we just invest that money. So that monthly benefit amount we're receiving, we invest in the market. And then we take that amount of money, that lump sum of money, and then we annuitize it, receiving a 5% rate of return. What's the difference between the amount of money we'd receive with Social Security and this annuitized amount of money and just delaying till age 67? And then the final scenario we're going to look at is, what would happen if we claimed our benefit at age 62, we invested it over the next 5 years in an account that returned 6%, and then we took that lump sum of money and we invested that till age 90, how much would we have received in total from our investment and from the Social Security Administration over and above simply just taking the money directly from the Social Security Administration and not investing it? So let's dive in. If you claim at age 62 and you live to age 90, so that's kind of the assumption I'm making, you lived to age 90, you would claim around $818,000 in total benefits. If you claimed at your full retirement age, you would receive just a little over $1 million in full benefits, $1,029,000. And if you waited till age 70 and you lived age 90, you would end up claiming $1,140,000 and some odd change. You can see there's actually not a significant difference between claiming at age, your full retirement age, and waiting to age 70. If you lived age 90, there is a significant benefit between claiming at age 62. But then the question I wanted to calculate was, well, what would happen is if on all these, and we're not going to include inflation adjustments or anything in these numbers, just to make it simple. But the question I had is, what if we claimed at age 62, age 67, and age 70, but we didn't spend the money and we just invested it at a 6% annual return? So at age 62, between 62 and age 90, you have 28 years. Between age 67 and age 90, you have 23 years. And then between age 70 and age 90, you have 20 years. And so the rate of return that I calculated was 6%. Here are the numbers. If you lived age 90, you started claiming at age 62, you invested it all, received a 6% return, you'd have a little over $1.9 million. If you started at age 67 and invested it all, you'd have a little over $2 million. If you started at age 70 and you invested it all, you'd have a little under $2 million, so actually slightly under. But the numbers are surprisingly close. And that was kind of one of the things that surprised me just a bit, is how close those numbers are if you just claimed your benefit at age 62, 67, or 70 and then invested the money. So that was the first question I asked. Then the second question I asked was, what would happen if I took the money I claimed at age 62? And this is really what my client wanted to know. What's the difference between claiming my benefit at age 62 and investing the money as opposed to age 67? What I found is if I took the $2,352 a month and I just invested it and I earned a 6% rate of return, that between age 62 and my full retirement age of 67, that money would grow to about $159,000. So I'd have a nest egg of $159,000. So then the question is, if I took the $159,000 that I earned by investing the money from Social Security over the past 5 years and then annuitizing that money, or something similar to annuitizing that money at a 5% withdrawal rate, how much could I pull out? And the number is actually about $629 a month. If you take $629 a month and you add it to $2,352, you're at about $3,000. So you actually aren't doing quite as well as just delaying to your full retirement age. But let's look at this another way. So we claimed at age 62, we invested over the next 5 years. Now we're 67 and we have $159,000. We don't need the money. So what we're going to do is we're just going to invest that money, leave it invested, and we're going to live off of our Social Security for the rest of our lives. Now at 90 years of age, we would have received from the money that had grown in the investment and the money we'd been paid from Social Security around $1.3 million, as opposed to the $818,000. So there is a bit of an advantage. If you're going to claim at age 62 and you can delay, if you invest that money, you're going to receive almost $500,000 more than simply claiming at age 62 and spending the money. Now, the downside is you're going to have a lower payment to live on over the next 20 plus years because you're going to be living on $2,300 a month as opposed to $3,500 or $4,500, depending on when you claim. But it could still leave you with a significant pot of money at age 90. And if you're trying to protect against longevity risk, which is one of the reasons I often recommend wait till age 70, then that could actually provide a bit of longevity risk because now you've got a pot of money that you at age 90 that you could live off of if you need additional living expenses, or you could also use for long-term care needs or whatever. What are the downsides of the claim early and invest strategy? The one downside is around taxes. Often between the ages of 62 and 70, you need to be doing Roth conversions, pulling money out of your taxable account, and that's creating income. And the more income you have coming from either distributions or Roth conversions or pulling money out of your taxable accounts, the more income that's coming out, the more likely that your Social Security benefit is going to be taxed. Now, we have another whole video where we talk about how your benefit is taxed. When you delay till age 70 or age 67, you just give yourself a number of years before you start claiming Social Security to start moving money around, to start withdrawing money, to help make it less likely that your Social Security benefit is going to be subject to tax. The second downside is it just takes a lot of discipline during those 5 years, let's say between age 62 and age 67, to take your full Social Security payment and invest it in the market and to do that consistently during that period of time and to not touch any of the money. The third downside is also taxes, because you've put the $159,000 in. That $159,000 has grown to $550,000 to $600,000. Well, you've got $400,000 plus of long-term capital gains. If you take that money out to pay for long-term care or whatever it might be, you're going to have to pay tax when you pull that money out. Now, if it goes to your heirs, it very possibly will pass tax-free. But that's just another thing to think about. If you've just been receiving Social Security during all this time and you've structured everything properly, you very well could avoid paying tax on your Social Security at all, whereas this chunk of money would also be taxable. Hopefully this gave you a framework to begin sorting through the decision of should you claim early and invest the money. As a general rule, I'm not a fan of the claim early and invest. I think there are a number of pitfalls, including tax issues. I think it just makes more sense to determine the optimal age to claim Social Security. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, if you do us a favor and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this podcast, leave us a review so other people can find us. And then also you can find us on YouTube. Just search Foundry Financial or Retirement Made Simple, and you should be able to pull us up. And you can also find our website at foundryfinancial.org. Until next time.